And finally, today's global hit is about the marriage of words and music. Sure, that could describe any variety of songs, but the work of Stefan Emmer is different, as the world's April Peavy tells us.
Dutch avant-garde composer Stefan Emmer has a new CD out called Recitement. It's a music and spoken word project. The spoken word part is courtesy of writers from around the globe, and Stefan Emmer sets those words to music.
Solo una cosa no hay, es el olvido. Dios que salve el metal, salva la escoria, y cifra en su profética memoria las lunas que serán y las que han sido. Ya todo está, los miles de reflejos, entre los dos crepúsculos del día, tu rostro fue dejando en los espejos, y los que irá dejando todavía.
This track, by the way, is based on an old recording of the late Argentine author Jorge Luis Borges. He's reading his poem, Everness. Stefan Emmer says his goal was to write music that would complement the voice.
In the case of Borges, I found the whole nostalgia, also by using his own master's voice, to make the music kind of nostalgic, to really suit the atmospherics of his performance, of his vocal performance.
Y todo es una parte del diverso cristal de esa memoria del universo. Solo del otro lado del ocaso verás los arquetipos y esplendores.
Jorge Luis Borges is just one of the many writers featured on the CD. The others are a diverse bunch, ranging from Samuel Beckett to Yoko Ono. Some are heard reading their own work, and in other cases, a different artist reads the passage. Stefan Emmer is an avid collector of spoken word recordings, and he knew some of them would sound better with a little musical help.
I played them through one or two times, and though I liked the content of those stories, I thought their presentation format was sometimes rather dull and monotonous.
So Stefan Emmer decided to spice them up with his own soundtrack. The total process took 2 years to complete, and the biggest headache for Emmer was getting copyright approval.
It's a whole story on its own, the clearances process.
And the one writer he really wanted? Ernest Hemingway, reading portions from The Old Man and the Sea.
The idea was to have a very sincere, single-handed, acoustic, almost Spanish-American guitar accompaniment only, almost as if the guitar playing would have taken place in that same shack or cabin where he recited the vocal.
Stefan Emmer pitched his idea to Hemingway's family and the author's publisher, but it was all for naught. Emmer didn't let this dampen his spirits, though. He pushed forward and worked with the authors he already had permission for. The result is Stefan Emmer's new CD, Recitement. For The World, I'm April Peavy.
How to keep, is there any, is there none such, no and known some bow or brooch or braid or brace, lace, latch or catch or key to keep back beauty, keep it beauty, beauty, beauty from vanishing away. Oh, is there no frowning of these wrinkles, ranked wrinkles deep down?
The late Richard Burton there reciting a poem by the 19th century English poet Gerard Manley Hopkins. That'll do it for us today. The World is produced at the Nan and Bill Harris Studios at WGBH in Boston. I'm Marco Werman. Thank you for tuning in.
No waving off of these most mournful messengers, still messengers sad, stealing messengers.